Welcome back. In addition to all of the holiday preparations that we're going through this time of year, it's also a good time of year to start thinking about what changes will be happening to Social Security next year. And to tell us about that is our friend, Public Affairs Specialist Kentia Torres, joining us once again. Hi, Kentia. Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you too. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for inviting Social Security to be part of today's program.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're happy to have you once again. And I want to, first of all, wish you a very happy holiday season, happy and healthy holiday season to you and your colleagues at Social Security. As I mentioned, it's the time of year when, you know, we're consumed with all of the holiday preparations and festivities and family and friends. But it's also a good time to start planning for 2025 when it comes to your benefits for Social Security, right?
That is correct. So we are getting a COLA, cost of living adjustment. So a lot of people are excited about that. The federal government determined that we're going to receive a 2.5% increase for next year. So those who are receiving benefits in 2025 will start seeing those increases in January of 2025. And so just so you know, these numbers are computed by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They look at the customer or consumer price index and the wages to determine what COLA will be. So just look forward to that if you're receiving Social Security, because you will be receiving a letter to let you know how much the increase will be and when you will expect to receive it.
Okay, that's good to know. And that's also an important point as well, Kentia, that you brought up. You'll be receiving a letter. So you you get correspondence through the mail. You're not going to get a phone call or a text or an email, right?
Very, very important. Yes, we usually send you a letter. The only time Social Security calls you is if we already have an appointment scheduled with you, or if you contacted us first and we're trying to respond to you. So if anyone calls you asking you for your personal identifying information, Social Security information, we highly suggest that you hang up and call your local Social Security office just to verify, to ensure that you're not a victim of fraud.
It's a great point. You know, just use some common sense. Social Security already has all your vital information. So if they're claiming to be from Social Security, asking you for things like your Social Security number, your birth date, your address, hang up.
Definitely, especially if you're not even expecting a call from us, if it's just a random call.
Right.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Now, the cost of living adjustment, Kentia, is that kind of comparable to years past, or does it fluctuate?
It fluctuates depending on the customer price index and wages, the cost of items, and it may fluctuate. So last year or this year it was 3.4, now it's going to be 2.5, and it depends.
Okay.
And so every year, like I mentioned, Social Security should send you a letter if there's going to be a cost of living adjustment. There's been years in the past where we didn't have a cost of living adjustment, but luckily in 2025 we will have one, which is 2.5%.
Okay, yeah, we still are seeing a little bit of inflation, so that takes that into account, I'm sure.
Correct.
But the question is, does the increase get kind of consumed by an increase in Medicare?
Well, Medicare will go up as well.
Okay.
The standard premium amount for 2025 is $185.
Oh, okay.
But anyone who's receiving SSI or Supplemental Security Income or has very low disability benefits or retirement benefits, they could always apply for assistance through the state of Massachusetts to see if they could get assistance with that Part B.
No,
but
right.
The standard amount for most of us will be $185 for the Part B of Medicare.
Okay, and how does that compare to increases in Medicare in past years?
Well, usually it has gone up every year. And so we never will know. This information comes from Medicare. Social Security does not determine this amount.
Okay.
So here at Social Security, what we do with Medicare is we enroll you, withdraw you, and if you're already receiving Social Security cash benefits, we'll go ahead and deduct the Part B and send you the difference. But as far as like premiums and coverage, treatments, that would have to be directed to Medicare. But last year there was an increase, so this year, 2024, excuse me, it's $174.70, and now it's going to be $185 standard amount. But I just wanted to let you know that if you have a higher income household, you may have to pay a little bit more for your Part B for Medicare and Part D for your prescription drug plan.
Okay. Not much more, though, only about a $10 increase over last year's increase, right?
So, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
So we guess we should talk about what the biggest change will be for Social Security coming up in 2025 is the way that folks access services, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So this summer, offices in Florida and Georgia decided to try a new initiative, which is the appointment-based service initiative, because there were so many long lines and wait times were in the hours, and we wanted to make sure that we're providing good customer service. Well, when they tried that initiative, they saw the increase in customer service satisfaction because people had an appointment that it was predictable, and they could just wait at home for that phone call or come at the time of the appointment, and many people would get in service within 10 minutes. And they saw that everyone's experience, not only the workers, but also the customers, was a lot better when it was organized and people already knew what they needed for the appointment. They had all the information right at home, or if they had to come into the office, they knew what they needed to provide us for the day of the appointment. Well, a couple of months ago, that was implemented in over 400 offices, which in Massachusetts is one of those states where we have implemented the appointment-based service model to ensure that we are given better customer service and that not everyone has to wait in line in hours to get services from Social Security. Well, we have noticed in the last few months that the lines outside when we open the doors have decreased, and that the customer service reviews that we're getting are over 80%. And people are really, really liking this system because, again, we schedule a phone appointment, we call you at the time of the appointment, we give you the information that you need before that appointment, so it's a lot more organized. And there's a lot of services that you already can complete online. We're always updating our website to ensure that you have this information at your fingertips. But now, of course, we're not going to turn anyone away. If it's a dire need, someone who has a terminal illness, or they may not have a telephone, right? Somebody who may be experiencing homelessness. We, of course, we're going to assist. Maybe if we cannot help them right there and then, we will schedule an office appointment a lot sooner. We're trying to ensure that our appointments are available within 2 weeks at the most, not months like it used to be. So that has improved a lot. We're trying to do everything possible to help customers. Another big ticket item is income letters. You know, there is a way to access this information by calling our national 1-800, 1-800-772-1213. And this number is available. It's an automated system where you can request your income letters without having to talk to a customer service, or if you need to, you can request one as well. But if you create your own My Social Security account on socialsecurity.gov, you're able to download that information. If you're using your cell phone, you could do a screenshot, or you could request a letter to be sent to you. So we have the appointment model. The first step that we always suggest is see if you can complete these transactions online, because it's going to help you. Again, as long as you have internet service, you're able to create your My Social Security account. All you need for a My Social Security account is to be 18 years old and an email address, your own email address. But a lot of people are skeptical. Some people think, you know, they're scams and they want to make sure the information is safeguarded. Just know that by creating your own My Social Security account, you're helping to safeguard your information.
Right.
Because you create your own username, password, and PIN, so that if anyone else tries to create an account as if they were you, they wouldn't be able to. If you're not receiving Social Security benefits yet, that is okay. You're able to see your earnings statement as you continue to work and pay into Social Security to see and ensure that all your information is correct. But maybe you started Medicare before you started cash benefits. You're able to replace your Medicare card there. If you need a letter stating that you're not receiving Social Security benefits, you could actually download that letter there as well. Once you start receiving Social Security benefits, you're able to see when your next benefit is due. Sometimes people get confused and they're like, well, Ms. Torres told me on the third or the third Wednesday. This will tell you exactly when the next benefit is due, how much the benefits will be. If you're getting Social Security benefits, you may be able to update your mailing address, phone number, direct deposit anywhere in the world as long as you have internet service. Again, you can conduct business at your fingertip, at your convenience, without having to call and wait on the phone. And so there's a lot of great features, but if you need to schedule an appointment with us, call your local office, or you may call our national 1-800 number. It is 1-800-772-1213, and it's open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., except for federal holidays.
Very good. And here in Quincy, there is a Social Security office right at 1515 Hancock Street in Quincy Center, so folks can look that up and go there during those business hours as well. But it sounds like you can do so much online. Why would somebody need to go to the office, Kintia?
Well, usually is for someone who may not be aware of the online services. That's why I like to come out and talk to the public and inform you of this information. But somebody, like I mentioned, in dire need, right? Maybe they're in a shelter and they don't have access to internet, or the cell phone doesn't have internet, they would come in. Another ticket item that we find that is very popular and has helped a lot is if you need to apply for a Social Security card for the first time, you've never had a number. There is a way to apply online Social Security card, and it's going to allow you to transcribe that information without having to do the paper application. And that helps avoid any typos or any misspelling for you to having to come back into the office again. So you're able to start the application there, and then the link is going to assign you or send you a link to schedule an appointment with a local office so that you're able to bring the proof within 45 business days. But if you need to replace your Social Security card, Massachusetts is one of those states that has an agreement with Social Security. So if you have a Mass ID that is valid and not expired, many of you will be able to start and finish the online application process for a Social Security card replacement without having to come into a Social Security office. So with that one, we have seen an increase in applications online, because those were the ones that would come in and wait hours. So there's a lot of, again, a lot of great features with this appointment-based model, but also online. A lot of things that we have improved, and we continue to improve to ensure that you're getting the best customer service possible.
When you do have an in-office appointment with Social Security, do you need to bring your Social Security card with you?
That's a great question. You can bring it with you to help if you do not remember it, right? Not everyone knows their Social Security number, but we will have it. And as long as you have an ID, we should be able to bring that information up and verify who you are, and then we can proceed. When you file or create your appointment, excuse me, you will get a text message from us. This is another good thing. So when you're in the office, you could check in with that text message to let us know inside that you are in the office, and so that we call you right at your appointment time.
So in that case, you would need to have a cell phone, obviously, right?
Or email address.
Or email
Those are the
address.
two options. Yes, usually we see that many people have cell phones, but an email address is also very helpful to, again, remind you of that appointment and for you to let us know that you're in the office so that we can help you.
So who would not have a Social Security card, Kintia? Obviously, if you're born here, you're going to get assigned one, right?
Yes. Usually you get assigned one, but there's exceptions. Excuse me, exceptions where a child's not sent one automatically. The parent can apply for one there, but also we have students, foreign students, who come to apply for jobs at their university, like a J1 and F1. That's an example of someone who may need a Social Security card, or someone who just migrated to this country and may have the legal status, let's say workers authorization now, who may now need a new Social Security number. But the one that we see a lot is a replacement card, and many people are not aware that we can now do a lot of those right online without having to come into the office. We're here to help you, but of course, it's kind of challenging sometimes if we close at 4 and we have a lot of people. We want to ensure that we respect your time by giving you an appointment so that you don't have to wait so long in the offices.
About how long is the typical in-office appointment?
Well, to schedule one is within a week or two. And how long it will take for the interview? Well, it all depends. It could take 10 minutes if it's a quick, hey, I need a 1099 replacement, a tax form, or Medicare, or I just have a question about this letter. Or it could be an hour if it's a retirement application and you have your spouse and you guys want to see the computations. And that's another reason why we want to make sure that you have that appointment so that we are able to reserve that time so that you can get all your questions answered, all the math, and when you want to start benefits.
Yeah, that was what I was curious about, if there was a time limit, on your in-office appointment, but it sounds like you'll work with them until the job is done.
Yes, definitely. Also, when you apply online for benefits, one of the things is you apply for Medicare, you can apply for retirement, a disability. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete a Medicare application and about 20 to 30 minutes for retirement. And sometimes people are skeptical and they come up to me and they're like, will I know the answers? And I say, the answers or the questions are going to be the same questions that we ask you either over the phone or in person. And usually people have come back and say, I actually like that better because I didn't feel so overwhelmed. You're able to take your time, you get a re-entry code so that you're able to enter your information. And then if you need to step away and come back, then you re-enter, and then you could track your application. You get to see when we receive that, who's working on it and when it's been processed. So there's a lot of great features when you use the Social Security online services.
Yeah, no, I can certainly understand why someone would appreciate that. You know, the bulk of questions folks have is, how long is this going to take? When can I see you? So those questions are answered with this new service. So that's great. We've been putting up your email, Kentia, for folks to contact you. Why would you want folks to email you?
Well, thank you. So we are available to conduct presentations, and these are free to you, to your organization or company, on retirement seminars and disability presentations, on Social Security or SSI. Feel free to email me if your company or organization is interested in a retirement seminar or disability at KentiaTTorres@ssa.gov. Or if you're a refugee agency, we also have presentations for you and your staff to assist you on how Social Security can assist refugees. Please email me, Kentia.Torres@ssa.gov.
Okay, great to know. And as you know, here in Massachusetts, there is a refugee influx now, and folks will be looking for this service, I'm sure.
Yes, and so we're here. Email me and we can coordinate.
Absolutely. Anything else we should share with folks right now that they should be aware of?
Well, ensure that you never share your Social Security card with anyone unless obviously it's a job or something specific. We always say do not carry your Social Security card in your wallet, in your purse, because if you misplace that, you have put your information at danger. So once you use your Social Security card, store it away in a very, very protected place so that your identity is not stolen. But if you think your information may be compromised, call us, or you could call the Office of Inspector General to start a report. But just know that Social Security will always send you a letter, or they will let you know when we will be contacting you. Nobody should be calling you from Social Security random to get your personal identifying information.
Absolutely. And again, the big news, the cost of living adjustment for 2025 is?
2.5%.
Okay.
Yes.
Kentia, great to talk with you and get an update. Really appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully you've got some good information out to folks about Social Security.
Thank you again for having me, and it's a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Wonderful holidays.
Yes, you too.
Thank you.
We'll catch up with you in 2025.
That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.